In his review after Liverpool beat Wrexham 1-0 in pre-season, Dan Morgan, Sean Rogers and Mike Bancoli to go through it. Sean, team is not going to throw up any great shocks. We don't have Isak Gravenberg yet making an appearance, but sounds like they're expected to even start against Leeds from what Iriola was saying at full time, which is something to keep an eye on and look forward to. When you look around that 11 that starts for Liverpool, you know it's going to change first and foremost, but there's definitely a lack of firepower there with Kumas filling in and essentially doing a job at nine. And then at centre-back as well, that stands out. A bit of a shorter turnaround here to the Leeds game, so subs was always going to be interesting in seeing what players got what minutes. So how did you view it when the team dropped first and foremost, and you know how it sort of played out in terms of the changes that were made with the context of this being in the middle of two other games?
It's really tricky timing and circumstances for the game in that you've got the flight being cancelled with that aspect of this. Luckily, you've got a head coach who knows this venue better than anyone within Liverpool circles. So he knows that not only is the pitch going to be narrow, but at this time of year, they're going to have to patch over, you know, maybe a third, a quarter of the pitch over I'm not a baseball fan, but I think what they might call second base. So you've got a recipe for this being horrific in terms of potential injuries. I'm sure there were mild panic attacks going on when Dominic Szoboszlai was hobbling, thankfully, on the other side. And I'm sure they wouldn't have been overly delighted, which I thought was interesting in the team selection that they had Frimpong and Rio Ungamoa on the right-hand side, which I thought was a good idea to combine them, but to have them running on that patch of grass, I thought was quite interesting. I did wonder whether if something was to go wrong there, maybe at the time I felt maybe that would have been a reason for doing some kind of a deal with Wrexham and saying, look, do us a favour, don't turn us around. But we need these to play in the first half, because you always got the risk that Wrexham just spin you around at kickoff in that event and you're goosed anyway. So factoring all that in with Xhaka being held back for Leeds, the situation with Leone, the situation with Gomez, if you didn't know all the circumstances around this, I could understand someone having a cursory glance at this and being quite nervous, having seen the fact that we can't fill the bench for this, especially with Chiesa's illness. But when you